Welcome back to part two of that classic rock show on WHRULP Huntley Community Radio 101.5 FM, where today we are celebrating our two-year anniversary. Well, Jim, let's get to some of the musicians we've interviewed in the last year. I'm going to start out with Andy Powell, original member and guitarist with Fishbone Ash, and Mo Moore, original member and bassist with the band Nectar.
We also did Derek Holt, original member of the Climax Blues Band, and he was the bassist. And Paul Nelson, who was in the Johnny Winter Band and also his producer. And he won a Grammy for one of the albums he did with Johnny. And he was also a blues man in his own right.
Yeah, and he's actually appearing in my neighborhood, I think in May.
Yeah.
Yeah, in Libertyville. We also interviewed Jerry Smith, Quint Lang, and Mike Flynn of Dinosaur Exhibit. They're also members of the Flock and the Moths, and we just saw them perform. Also, Mike Tafoya and Dan Buck of The Boys, and Mike Gorman of Pez Band and Off-Broadway. And finally, Ronnie Rice, singer and writer with the New Colony Six.
We have interviewed a lot of people, and we got a lot of good ones coming up this year.
Yep, we
do. Very excited.
Yep.
Well, as everyone knows, there are plenty of reality TV shows looking for that next singing superstar. You got American Idol, The Voice, X Factor, you know, and other shows. So we did a show back in November of 2021 highlighting singers who today probably would not even have a chance to make it through the auditions. Right, Mark?
Agree.
Yeah, and one singer I think does not have the voice these shows are looking for, but could outsing and outperform everyone who's ever won any of these shows, and that is the young lady by the name of Janis Joplin. And here's Janis telling all those American Idol and Voice winners to
move over.
the great Janis Joplin doing Move Over. So we've been telling you about some of the people we've interviewed. We just told you a whole bunch of people who are musicians, but we also did rock authors. And one rock author we had here was Lisa Torum, who's written a couple books, one on Billy Joel, one on Jim Peterik, and Tori Amos. We also had Harvey Kupernick, who's a veteran rock and roll journalist, and he recently did a book on Jimi Hendrix called Voodoo Child, and many, many other books.
We also had Jeff Lowenthal and Robert Schaffner, authors of the new book Fleetwood Mac in Chicago, 1969 Legendary Jazz Blues Sessions, and Joe Tunzi, who is author of many, many Elvis books and an Elvis historian. So let's get back into our shows and the music. Over the past 2 years, Jim and I have done a couple of shows titled Song Versus Song, and this is how it goes. Jim and I play the original song, then we follow with the cover version, and then we discuss which we like better and why. And Jim, in terms of pop songs written by a single artist, do you know which modern-day artist has had the most songs covered?
I guess Dylan, Bob Dylan.
You are correct, my man.
Wow, what do I win?
I'll get you, I don't know, I'll buy you a brownie or something.
Well, what about the donuts that Jim Eggers gave us here?
Oh, yes. Thank you. That's right. By the way, our producer bought us donuts for our 100th show.
The coconut one was really good.
Okay, yeah, well. All right. Well, there is one particular Dylan song that is considered the gold standard of covers, even by the great Bob Dylan. So let's give a listen to Jimi Hendrix and the Experience playing Bob Dylan's All Along the Watchtower.
Must be some kind of way out of here. Say the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine. Plowman, dig my earth. None will level on the mine. Nobody else. But a joke, but you and I, we've been through that, and this is not our fate, so let us not talk falsely now, the hour's getting late, hey! Thank you.
Can I mention something?
Yeah.
I read where Dave Mason said that he played bass guitar on this song, but that Jimmy ended up removing it and then playing bass instead for this song. And Noel Redding never played bass on this song.
Oh, really? Well, yeah. And Dave Mason did the opening guitar, 12-string
guitar. Yep.
Well, let's talk about a few other people that we have interviewed. We did a couple rock promoters. We did Ron Onesti, owner of O-Shows and operates the Arcata and Des Plaines Theater, and Chip Brooks, who is the co-proprietor of Hey Nani Restaurant and Music Venue in Arlington Heights.
Yep, and we also covered rock radio show hosts, the legendary veteran of Chicago Rock and Roll Radio. That was Mitch Michaels. And we also covered music store owners, Tim Townsend, who is the proprietor of Black Circle Records up in Wisconsin.
Right, and we also did a rock technician, Mr. Eric Holmquist, who is the drum tech for Kansas and lately has been the drummer, as the original drummer, Phil Ellert, has been ill, and Eric has been playing drums for Kansas, and they'll be coming to the Chicago Theater sometime this summer. We also did an interview with a rock songwriter, the author of I Had the Time of My Life from Dirty Dancing, and that was John DeNicola.
Yeah, and how about this? Rock and Roll Hall of Fames. We interviewed Ron Romero, founder and president of the Illinois Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on Route 66, and we interviewed Jenny Thomas, who is director of archives at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland. And finally, rock documentary filmmaking. We interviewed Joe Farina, who's the marketing partner for the Dick Biondi documentary, which Jim and I have previewed, and it's an amazing. I look forward to it being released on public television.
Yeah, and also Joe's an actor. He's been in some of those Chicago...
Yes, I forgot all about that. Yeah, he's an actor as well.
Yeah, he's been in some of those Chicago shows.
All right, well, you are listening to that classic rock show on WHRULP, Huntley Community Radio, 101.5 FM, where we play the greatest music of all time. Take it away, Jim.
Well, way back.
Way back.
Way back in April of 2021, which was our fourth show, was the show we decided to do was underappreciated guitar players. And one guitarist that I think really deserves a little bit more love and recognition is the great Ronnie Montrose, who I actually became friends with, and great guy. Anyway, his band's 1973 debut album was called Montrose, and it was considered to be very influential to many, many musicians. On vocals, they had a very young Sammy Hagar, and with this band, they should have been much, much
bigger.
Absolutely. Outstanding debut effort. But for some reason or another, it didn't happen. It's just, what can you do?
It's a killer album.
Yeah. Well, talking about a killer album, let's play the song Rock the Nation from the first Montrose album. Take it away, Ronnie.
Gonna do it!
Wow.
Wow, wow. Wow, wow, wow.
You sounded like Christopher Walken from the Continental, the bit on Saturday Night Live. Wowie, wow, wow.
Wow, yeah. Ronnie Montrose, baby.
All right. Well, I had a lot of help from my friends when we did our show, NIU Dorm Playlist. And during part of 1968 and all of 1969, I was attending NIU in DeKalb and living and socializing with individuals very different from those I grew up with. But we all came together over the music. That was the cool thing, and the music that reflected us in the times. But one song from that show is as powerful today as it is as it was back then. The song War was originally written for the Temptations, but Motown, tongue-tied here, considered it a little too risky for one of their biggest acts. So it became Edwin Starr's song, and he delivered a vocal tour de force. Here is the song that I hope we no longer need.
War.
And that's War.
What is it good for?
Nothing.
Good God, y'all.
Yeah. What is it good for?
Absolutely.
Nothing.
Uh-huh.
To me.
I would say you and I have to go up on stage and do karaoke with that song.
Oh, you heard
the moves,
me, huh?
The moves we were making were pretty cool.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Jim, let's move on. I'm not quite sure how a young Jewish kid, I'm talking about me, from Chicago's West Rogers Park neighborhood, became so enamored with Southern rock, but I think it probably was the guitar jams and a bit of the blues. So for our 11th show, we covered the rise of Southern rock. And although the Allman Brothers, the Lynyrd Skynyrd, and ZZ Top remain my favorites, you know, I was really into the Charlie Daniels Band when Charlie was doing more guitar playing, songwriting, and spending less time on his website. I actually had this T-shirt that said, Jack and Charlie Daniels, my two best friends. I actually wore that.
You're so hip.
I know. It went well in my neighborhood.
I bet.
So here is an example of Charlie Daniels Band music that made me a fan, and particularly, Jim, a fan of their piano player, Di Gregorio.
Italian boy.
Yes, who ironically was born nowhere near the South. He was born and bred in Massachusetts. So here is the song, Carolina. Boy, Jim, they sure sounded like the Allman Brothers and Marshall Tucker.
But it was Charlie Daniels'
band.
Yeah,
and that's why I loved Charlie. Well, anyways, Jim, that winds up our 100th anniversary show. And I'm wondering if it was hard for you as it was for me to pick just five favorite shows from the past 2 years.
It was kind of difficult, yeah. But I just want to say, again, Mark, this has been one of the highlights of my life, working with you on the show. And
you haven't
Jim
had
Eggers.
Much of a life, have you?
No, I haven't. But this has been so much fun, and I want you guys to know how much I appreciate you and how much fun this is.
I kid. Jim, I feel the same way, and I know our producer feels the same way. This has been a great experience for all of us.
Yeah, it's been a fast 2 years. Well, folks, I'm about to cry.
I'm getting for clamp. Jim, question, do you think we've run out of ideas for another year's worth of shows?
No, we got plenty.
Oh,
we got
really?
Plenty, yeah. We got another 27 years to go, which brings us to 97 years old. So, gee whiz. Anyway, Everybody, please continue listening to our show. It's called The Classic Rock Show. We are on the air every Monday from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. and Fridays from 11 to noon on the mighty 101.5 FM Huntley Community Radio.
And don't forget, all of our shows are archived. At least, I think, 1 year's worth of shows are archived on the station's website for listening anytime from your easy chair.
And this
way you never miss a show.
That's true. Yeah. And you can listen to all the rock and roll music you want to. So let's have Chuck Berry tell us about it.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. I have no kick against modern jazz. Unless they try to play it too darn fast. And change the beauty of the melody. Until it sounds just like a symphony. That's why I go for that room.